Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also our listeners from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here on this really this very beautiful day. And today, ACC News has back with us a really very wonderful and inspiring guest. We have with us health and life coach Erin Davio, and she is the founder of Wholeness Healings. Now, to all of the listeners tuning in today, and again, especially with women that are dealing with any type of physical or emotional stress, and most importantly, pregnant women, new mothers. There's, from what we've learned from actually speaking with Erin before, lots of different changes happen to women during this time. If any of this is you or anyone that you know, again, please grab a seat, get very comfortable. Because, again, our special guest today, Erin Davio, may possibly give you information that could change your life forever. It is now Thursday, the 14th of November. The year is going by very quickly. I would like to remind everybody that's tuning in today, again, especially our listeners that live overseas, that are in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Erin, or if you do want to catch our previous segment that we've had with her, they are all permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And just about everybody's a part of social media these days. And so are we. We are on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We are also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. Or visit our website at accglobalmedia.com, and you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, again, hitting to some of the things that I mentioned in our previous segment, I understand we have many new listeners tuning in today. I want to start off by saying that, again, life is very short. And again, we all have obstacles that come and go. And far too often, we allow fear to really take over. And we kind of succumb to many of the challenges that we actually find in life. All of our dreams and hopes. Why is that? The fact is, to everyone out there, you're not alone feeling like this. So many of us go through this. Which is why many of us need guidance. And now with over a decade of experience, our special guest today, life and health coach, and also Reiki master Erin Davio, she's really assisted countless women really getting onto the path of empowerment. And she herself, she's endured many different challenges. But now, her main focus now is helping women, most especially pregnant women. pregnancy is something very special, and it's very difficult. Women go through many changes emotionally and mentally during this time period. New mothers as well. It can be very difficult. Who do we have there to go to for help in these times of need? We now have special people like health and life coach Aaron Davio. To everyone out there that's going through these changes, that feels strange and are looking for answers, there's people out there that has been through this. And now they are taking out the time, they're willing to help you get through this as well. I'm just very happy that we do have this guest back with us today. I really won't hold it up much longer. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you health and life coach, founder of Wholeness Healings, Miss Aaron Davio. How are you doing today, Aaron?
I am doing wonderful today. Thank you so much. How are you?
I am doing very well. And before anything, Aaron, because everybody that does tune into our segments, they know everybody that we bring on is really very unique. Who exactly is Aaron Davio?
I am a woman, much like many others, who have been through trials of pregnancies and miscarriages and relationships and all the new mom stuff. I'm even going through new mom stuff right now. I've got a lovely child that's almost 7 weeks old and screams at me every night with unconsolable. Yeah, it's been a long, lovely trek the last couple of weeks with lots of exhaustion. So I am much like others where I have been through it. The part where I differ is when faced with that fear and faced with those challenges, I have over the years dug into a whole plethora of tools and resources to be able to learn how to work through these, work past them, to become stronger through them, to look at them as lessons, and then to really, because my passion is also teaching and my mission really is to help every woman love themselves as much as they love their children. Because imagine if every mom really loved themselves as much as they love their children, and every pregnant woman loved themselves as much as they love that growing little baby inside of them, how different our world would be. My mission is really to help all of them to find that strength, find that love, find that power within themselves to be able to continue moving forward in a place of joy instead of struggle.
And Aaron, you really have a very unique and incredible story, again, of struggles that you went through and you've been able to overcome. And to everyone tuning in today, it's the reason why us here at ACC News are really so happy to have her on here. Can you please share with the audience your personal story and the turning point in your life to really what's led you to where you are here today?
Absolutely. A lot of where I started was kind of that rebellious teen, you know, going from there. And then doing that got me to where I was pregnant and I had a miscarriage pretty young. I was 19. And I was pregnant again by 20 because I didn't learn from the first experience well enough. And that was a turning point for me. All of a sudden, this playing around, trying to go to parties or just hanging out with people that weren't healthy for me, ended in a large part because I now had this little child that needed me to be making better choices. So my very first large turning point was my first son. The first miscarriage, I didn't really learn much from it because those are really hard and emotional to go through and you continue to make bad choices. So then I did get my son. And that turning point led me to where I dove into my own growth, my own healing. I went back to school. I ended up moving and really diving into energy healing and following and finding who I was while still being just a mom. And then I ended up with my son. I actually had a miscarriage between that, but it was just, it was one of those where I wasn't taking care of myself, and so my body wasn't healthy enough. And emotionally, that tore me up. I cried for weeks on end. I went into a really big depression, did find my way out of it through exercise, and got to where I was eating healthy and things like that. Then I became pregnant with my youngest, Jacob, and that ended my relationship with my partner at the time, and I moved back to Montana with my mom. Bless my mom, she has always been there for me, so she's been one of my biggest supports through my entire life. And at that point, it was again, now I have two kids, I'm starting over, I'm in a new place, and I went back to school. I ended up working with Wells Fargo, but there was still something that really didn't fit. I ended up feeling stuck. I wasn't moving forward. I wasn't going forward in my job. I was angry with my kids all the time, and it wasn't anything that they were doing. I just had lost my sense of self as well, and I really didn't feel worthy of being a mom. So I sought out help as well, which was a huge turning point. That was about 3 years ago now, and they were amazing. We dove into my own healing, finding out I didn't actually feel I was worthy from all the way back when I was 4 and my dad had left. And of course, when we're kids, we don't translate he left because of other things. We translate, well, I'm not worthy anymore. So as kids, we don't translate correctly. So that's why we as adults want to go back and look and work on those things. So figuring out that I figured I wasn't worthy, that ripple effect went into everything. I wasn't worthy to be a mom. I wasn't worthy of a relationship. I wasn't worthy of having a good job. All of that ripple effect came from that place. But by figuring that out and choosing to dive in and address it, I was able to stop that story. I didn't need to be a victim in that story anymore. I could move forward. And so that was a huge turning point for me. And this health coach was absolutely amazing in getting that realization, because it's a lot about what questions you ask to get to those points. And so I went to school and started getting all my certifications in health coach and life coach. And I'm actually back in school working towards my transformational and mastery with coaching, because I truly just love what I do with that. And that's kind of my story of how all of that transpired.
And it's really a truly incredible story, how you're able to overcome this. And again, so many people seem to falter. You said something a minute ago about ending the victim mentality. Can you please explain to the audience your meaning of ending victim mentality?
Yes. So the victim mentality, whether it's conscious or subconscious, is when we choose to be a victim, where we're choosing not to move forward, or we're choosing to want that sympathy, staying in that story instead of moving forward out of it. We all have choices every single day. We can choose to change our story. We can choose to change our beliefs and our actions and work with that. Sometimes we really need help with others, but that's where right accountability and system and support comes into play. But by choosing to end that victim mentality, you're choosing to embrace change, look forward, and to take those steps to change your story into a better one, like a story of success instead of a story of victimhood.
Yes. And again, your story is truly incredible to me. And to really hear you speak right now, and the strength and the confidence, and now you're using that to help other people, again, I find it truly incredible. So I just wanted to let you know that. Aaron, so many people are scared to reach out for help. So many people that kind of feel that they can't be helped. And you mentioned this a minute ago. How did your lack of self-esteem affect your approach on dealing with help and actually finding help for it?
My lack of self-esteem made it to where it was years before I really sought help. You kind of get to where you hit rock bottom. There's nowhere else I had to go. I was looking at hating my job, I didn't like my life with my kids. Not that I don't love my children. I didn't have any sense of self within that space. I was gone all the time, and because I was working, I was missing the things with the kids. And then the time I was around the kids, I was continually grouchy. I had no self-esteem around how to work with my children, which, of course, puts you in a deep depression, emotional and things like that as well. So what ended up working with my self-esteem for that was really choosing to make myself a priority, which took the assistance of a health coach. I didn't even contemplate that I should be the priority. My kids were the priority. My job was the priority. My mom was the priority. My brother. And until I became a priority, which I still work on regularly because it's easy to forget, I didn't really have things fall into place. I am now much calmer. Even when my youngest son is screaming at me for 3 hours a night, I have a sense where I can set him down, let him cry for 30 seconds, pick him back up to console him without being triggered continuously or bawling myself every single time. It still gets hard when you're that sleep deprived. But
yes.
that lack of self-esteem took me years before I asked for help, and it's okay to ask for help. I think so much of our society, we're supposed to be tough, we're supposed to be strong, we're supposed to just suck it up and do it, and it's making us more sick all the time. It is so much healthier to say, hey, I do need help, and to start digging yourself out of the hole that we've dug ourselves into, and a lot of it is the way society has kind of built how we're supposed to be tough.
Yes, and it seems that you have so much of this figured out. And to everybody that's tuning in today, with the experiences that Erin has went through, and she's been able to conquer and really conquer in such a powerful way, she, again, as she explained, has the tools. She learned the tools and got the resources needed for her to overcome this. And she can help you in many situations, everything down to depression. So I just want to let that out there. But one of Erin's main focuses is, as well, from what we understand, is your work with pregnant women and new mothers. So before anything, do you believe that there may be, again, some type of hormonal changes in a woman's body during the time of pregnancy and early mother that may possibly leave women mentally and physically vulnerable?
Yes, actually. When we are pregnant, our bodies are changing continuously, plus our hormones are. We are losing our bodies. It now belongs to this lovely child that we're growing, and it's not that you can't love that, but for, say, myself, for example, I used to go to the gym 4-5 days a week. I like being physically fit. I like feeling strong. I don't have to be able to run marathons, but I like being strong within my own body so I can do what I need to. And I now have lost all the muscle that I had from my last pregnancy, and I'm going through postpartum depression. I was dealing with depression even during my pregnancy because of watching those changes. You're watching your body change. You're watching, and you're crying one minute, you're happy the next, you're angry the next second, and it's up and down physically because of all the hormones. Your hips are changing. You're losing all the space for your body to be able to digest food. So all of those changes, even they happen a lot faster than people think. Not at first. It's like, oh, I want my baby bump. Once that baby bump is there, it changes quickly. And the physical effects can be felt before that with the morning sickness. And just, I know my first pregnancy, I barely kept food down. I gained 15 pounds the whole time. I could not keep food down to save my life, and was regularly in the hospital to help take care of that. That emotionally takes so much toll on a woman that, yes, support through that is huge because you do lose that.
Absolutely.
And then as a new mom, you become a mom. I have said more than once over the last couple of weeks, oh, yep, he wants the milk factory. And I will work on not saying that myself, because I am more than that, and I am still an individual, and I am more than just a mom, and I am also a woman, and there, new moms need to still keep that sense. I have talked to so many new moms or stay-at-home moms who even have kids that are now 5 and older,
yeah.
and they're all going to school, and they realize, oh, wow, I don't know who I am without being mom. And
yes.
that is something that is so crucial to finding themselves, and it does come down to that emotional imbalance that we all go through. And postpartum depression, I know that I have a ton of support this time around, tons of it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't logically have postpartum depression, and I am battling it every day right now.
Yes.
So it's a lot of hormonal stuff, too. And having support through that is huge to be able to go through, because you do. You feel like you're a crazy person, and nobody wants to be the crazy person in the room.
Yes. So to the women out there tuning in, again, if all of this sounds familiar, it's because you aren't alone. These feelings that you feel, so many other millions of other women are feeling it. You know, when the kids go off to school, that feeling of identity, it's always great to have someone to reach out to really be there for you, that's been there, that may possibly give you information that may make your life that much easier. So again, the first step is really reaching out for help. Now, you also mentioned as far as health and proper foods, and now with your knowledge, again, with having, you know, many children and helping so many women out, can you help pregnant women who really don't have the knowledge of proper foods to eat also during pregnancy and after pregnancy?
Absolutely. And, of course, I always encourage if they have special diets. I have a lot of experience with that, so I can work with it. But if they have stuff that they need with their doctors, work with their doctors, but I'll work with them with their doctors. And then on top of that, yes, absolutely, we can find the high-energy foods, the low-energy foods, because as I always say, there are as many diets on this planet as there are humans. So finding the diet that works for each individual and that woman, I definitely have a lot of experience in that. Plus, it changes at times, because what you can eat one day while you're pregnant, you won't necessarily the other day. So diving in and actually finding a list of things that are your yeses that you can go to help with cravings, help with being able to balance some of those hormones and still be able to give you some energy, because you can find the right foods for you. I definitely can assist with that.
And I know with many women, and especially my wife, you know, after pregnancy, a lot of what women worry about also comes down to weight loss. So, again,
mm-hmm.
most importantly, would you be able to help women as far as trying to get weight loss after pregnancy as well?
Absolutely. That is something I have fought with myself and am dealing with again, because I did actually gain quite a bit of weight this pregnancy, but it was healthy. And you have to wait for weeks before you can start exercising a lot, but there's lots you can do in between where you can start getting mentally ready for that and physically just going for short walks and things like that. And then actually diving into where you have a better routine for it, because one of the things I've got coming up is working with group work where it'll be 5 weeks of starting that routine, and it is specifically based for moms who are within that first 12 weeks of having a child, and
yes.
5 weeks of diving in, building the routine, getting the diets going, getting the exercises going. And exercise doesn't have to be a scary word. It can be something as simple as doing a squat in front of the microwave while you're waiting for your food to heat up. Like, it can be fun. And then it'll have an extra week where everybody gets a one-on-one session with me where we dive into the whys, so they can start definitely framing that sense of individuality, not just being a mom or a milk machine, as I feel like some days. So
to all the women out there that are pregnant or, again, early mothers that feel certain ways and they don't know why, and I think you touched on this earlier, but why do you feel women fall into a deeper depression during pregnancy?
A lot of the time it is the hormones, but when you have that change, it is, when you're also emotional, it's easy to feel alone, really feel alone. You feel ugly, yeah. You feel alone, you feel gross. Your body's not yours anymore. If you're dealing with all the physical side effects, it's really hard to have anybody around you understand that. And sometimes it really does damage relationships around you because you're not yourself that they're used to. And so on top of already feeling all of that, your relationship's no longer healthy. And that is, all of those lead to a greater depression or sense of loss in a lot of ways. It's a sense of loss. You don't necessarily understand where to go or what to do, which we also call depression. So.
And to, again, everyone out there that's tuning in, if any of this sounds remotely familiar, really the first step, again, is reaching out for help. You can actually go through this. It's not something that you'll probably need a whole ton of medications to get over or whatever. There's people out there that's been through this and that can help you. Erin, in the end, what is your goal in helping women in pregnancy and new mothers? What is your goal in the end?
My mission, my goal is to help all these pregnant women and new moms absolutely love themselves through the process, love their children through the process, and to know that they are worthy of having that love with themselves and with their life, and that it actually can be enjoyable, because sometimes we forget that it's enjoyable. When my son is screaming at me for 3 hours a night, I sometimes lose track that it could be enjoyable, but it really can, because all those times he smiles and is awake and peaceful in the mornings. And really learning to focus on some of those can help through those other times as well. So my mission really is to help women know that they're worth that love, to love themselves, and to be able to really love being pregnant and to be a mom afterwards.
And Erin, you've made such a big change with your life. You are now a role model for so many other people, so many other women. Can you please share with the audience, how has working with a coach personally affected and changed your life?
Every time I feel I get stuck or feel lost, I actually do have coaches that I still call. I regularly work with coaches, and they are my lifelines. They are my lifesavers. They give me that extra perspective. They kind of give me that kick in the butt when I need it, if I am playing that oh poor me mode, as my mom said, poor me syndrome, PMS, poor me syndrome. And when I'm in those states, or I'm not seeing that I'm in those states, that's usually when I will call my coach. And I have an amazing coach that I regularly call, and through school I have several. And it is. It's that tough love kick in the butt saying, no, you can do this. You are worthy. Let's get back on track. Let's get those action steps in place. And you're worth this. And sometimes you really need somebody who's there to remind you that you are worthy of all of what you want.
Absolutely. And again, for everybody tuning in, many people don't realize the most successful people in the world, there's one thing that many of them have in common. They all have some sort of coach there by their side. We all need help. At a point, we just need to reach out to it. This help is now available for every one of us. We can all have someone there by our side. We have about a minute left. Erin, can you please share with the audience where they can get some more information about you and hopefully sign up for your program right away?
Absolutely. They can always give me a call at 406-200-8212. My website is www.wholenesshealings.com. It lists out a couple of the programs. It also has an area where you can message me. You can email me directly at info@wholenesshealings.com. I'm also on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/wholenesshealings. I'm also on Instagram at instagram.com/transform_healing. And I'm also on Facebook. and that's facebook.com/wholenesshealingsfamily.
And to everybody that's tuning in today, we're just about out of time. I do want to thank you for joining us today. We will definitely have Aaron back with us again in the future. All the mothers tuning in, all the pregnant mothers, again, please reach out to Aaron if anything we spoke about today is remotely familiar and you would like to have someone there by your side. Please reach out to Aaron. Again, she is more than qualified to be the person to help you get through this. I would like to thank you all for joining us today. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And I also want to thank our special guest for joining us today. Thank you very much, Aaron Daviel, for joining us today in this segment. I look forward to having you back with us again in the future.
Of course. And thank you so much for having me.
You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.